Hello and welcome to A Journey Through Proverbs. I'm Dr. Angel Thacker, and I would like to invite you to come with me as we explore the book of Proverbs, which has been a source of wisdom, teachings, support, release, love, understanding, and inspiration for generations. As we work through these challenging times, we often forget the importance of that connection and reminder that this is not the first time we've been through some of these changes, and that there are lessons to be learned that can squeeze your heart and support your system. Thank you for tuning in. Let's sit back and let's talk Proverbs. Hello and welcome to Journey to Proverbs. This is Angel, and I am so excited to be here discovering with you. This is the first episode in this new program on our podcast, inspired by just the experience of living in these changing times that we're in. There's a lot going on, right? It's chaotic, it's distracting, some of it's ugly. And as I do my daily routine the past few months, it occurred to me that there's a lot to be gleaned from Proverbs, and I thought it would be really nifty for myself, in terms of my own process, to sit down and go through and read and learn and review and talk about Proverbs. As I was doing that with my inner circle, I'm like, you know, this would be cool to do publicly. So here I am, and we're going to get started. We're going to go through Proverbs together. So since this is our first program, I want to go ahead and set the expectations for you so you can plan around it. My hope is that as we do each episode, that you can go back and connect with the ones that mean something to you, or maybe even put them together in a note to a friend so that they can get the lesson, or they can get the support that they need. So each episode that we do together, I will read the Proverbs section that we're going to discuss. And then I'm going to give my thoughts on it. And then I'm going to give you an opportunity to give your feedback. So you'll get my contact information at the end of this episode. It's also going to be in the title and in the summary of the episode. I invite you to write me and let me know how you feel. Let me know if you are touched. Let me know if you have any feedback or if you disagree. Because here's the key. Only God knows what he wants us to know. And sometimes the word touches us in different ways. There is room for discussion. There is room for disagreement. I don't want you to ever feel like someone says this is what it is, and that's the last word on it. So be open and be willing to receive and be willing to give. All right? So we're going to get started today. I'm so excited. And we're going to start right at the beginning with Proverbs 1, verses 1 through 6. And they read, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings." So what is that? I started by saying that together we're going to have this journey, and that I was going to set expectation. I always look at the first part of Proverbs as setting expectation, defining what it is that we're going to do together through this, defining who it is that Proverbs is coming from, Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, and what it is that we're going to glean from it. The things that really stick out for me that I like as we talk about, as we look at this, the words say, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to know when there's a lesson to be learned, and to perceive and understand that lesson. What I get from this, as I consider where we are in our own time map, is I think about to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. Did you hear that? Equity. You see, wisdom is made. Its purpose, its reason, is to be passed down, okay? It is to be shared so that the next generations can learn and grow and develop. That light is spread across the shadow so that eyes are open and you can see. When we're children, our parents teach us lessons. So you have the combination of the lessons and experience. At first you're told, don't put your hand on the hot pot that's on the stove. You will be burnt. And I think that every young person, whether a child or a tween, has touched, or even adults, because I've done it too, has touched that hot pot. Even though mom and dad told us not to do it because we get hurt, we still touched it because we forgot, or we were curious, or we were excited about the thing that's in it, and we touch it and we get burned, right? And then we realize, oh yes, we probably shouldn't have touched that. And then we share that knowledge. And through the history of society, we've shared knowledge through fables and stories. Ancient times, that's what they had. They sat around the fire and they told stories. Some of their stories were for pure entertainment, but some of them were proverbs to help you learn whatever the message is. And sometimes that message is not a message of go do this as I say you should do. Sometimes the message is supportive, a reminder, somehow helping you to understand how to get where you need to go from this point through tomorrow. If you stop and listen and hear, you will find the message that you need to get through whatever it is you may be going through in your life today. But what I love most is that word equity. That word equity tells me that equality has always been the message. Although some of us have wrestled with existing in a world we feel not recognized, or in our inequity in our society, it has always been the wish of our divine creator that we recognize and acknowledge one another in equality. I hope that you guys got that too. That this diversity, equity, and inclusion message is not a new message. It's a message that goes back way before time. And it's a message that has fallen upon deaf ears, right? It's a lesson that we are still trying to learn and that we've been wrestling as a species since man gathered in groups and created communities. And if you listen and you stop and allow yourself to feel and hear the message, you'll realize that we're all the same on the inside, and that love should be the same as well. So I'm not here to preach about that. That's just something that stands out for me as the expectations of what we're going to do together in Proverbs is laid out for us, right? The other thing I get here, we talk about a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. I think about why we look to one another for inspiration and support. We call them elders. We call them leaders. Their job is to receive and dispense wisdom and advice, not hatred and division. The leaders, the support, the educators, the people in our community that one would consider that quote-unquote wise man has a responsibility. And that responsibility is to tap out to the next generation and help them stand up in pride and justice and power to create the world of the future, right? Do you get that? To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Sometimes it's dark, I get that. You have to stop and understand, and sometimes understanding takes discussion. This is my favorite part. It's important to allow yourself to be curious, and it's also important to allow yourself to have an opinion. So as you come across people and their messages, it's okay to ask questions. And for the person who is dispensing the wisdom, the advice, the learning, they have to be willing to receive that feedback so that they can learn themselves. So in other words, you are always learning, even as the person who is teaching. You are always receiving, even as the person who is dispensing. Your mind may be changed. You may feel like this is the color yellow. And someone may come and present their argument on their philosophy like, no, this is the color purple. And when they're finished with their argument, you might say, well, you know, darn it, I agree with you. This is the color purple. We have to be more open to discussion. And there's two sides to the discussion, right? The discussion is, I say this is how I feel. The response to that is, that's interesting, but this is how I feel. Not you're wrong, but that's interesting, this is how you feel. Because the discussion is needed so that we can grow. Can you imagine what the world would be like if we all sat around and just sat and never grew? Would we ever have gone to the moon if we didn't allow the people who proposed space travel to talk about space travel? Will we ever have created fashion? We'd all be wearing togas if we didn't allow fashion to develop and grow to what it is today. Although those are fun descriptions, they're not the hard conversations, right? The hard conversations are when our passions or our fears come into play. Which is why for me, when it says to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings, what I'm hearing is sometimes it's scary, right? Sometimes fear comes into play. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about fear quite a bit, because to get over your fears, you have to talk about them. And we want to broadcast joy. We don't want to broadcast fear, right? So setting expectation is important with everything. It's important in a relationship when you come together with somebody. I'll never forget the second date with my husband. He had made up his mind almost immediately that this is a relationship I want to pursue. On our way home from our second date, we had a great time. He gave me a speech. He called this speech 5149. Old-fashioned gentleman, he's my caveman. I like a caveman. I like a man who is kind of standing in front of me, fighting off the saber-toothed tigers. That's the world that I live in. So in his speech, he's like, we are a partnership. I'm the senior partner. This basically was his message. And it's not a message. Some of you are going to say, that's horrible. You got to understand that I'm okay with that message. That works for me. What was odd was it was on our second date. But the thing is, he set expectation. When he called for a squad on a third date, I accepted that. And that's been our relationship. We often get caught or get surprised because we realize down the road, like, this isn't working for me. I want this to be different. And we try to change people. We're trying to change a situation. So setting expectation is important, which is exactly what they've done here. So now I'm going to set expectation for you and how this is going to go for you so that in this journey together, we can have a great time, because that's what I want. I want to be a part of your solutions and that you will be a part of mine. I feel like there's a lot of negativity and I want this to be positivity. So every week, day, however often I choose to broadcast these episodes, we are going to have this broken out into parts. So first we're going to do is I will read you the proverb. The scripture is going to be notated in the episode so you can know where you are in case you want to go back and look at it. I will, from there, give you my thoughts about it. From there, I will invite you to participate. And you can participate in one of two ways. You can email me at angel@angelthacker.com, and all this information is going to be in the summary of the podcast. Or you can text me, and the phone number is there. I want this to be evergreen for you, so I'm not going to put the phone number here because it may change any day. And give your thoughts. And then the last thing that you'll get is a response from people who have given their thoughts from a previous episode. I don't have that in this episode because this is my first episode. So those are the expectations that you can expect from me as we go through this process together, as this podcast evolves. I'm looking forward to the journey with you, and I hope that you enjoyed this setting expectation session together. And I want to remind you of this. If you do go to church, you know, I was raised both Baptist and Methodist, depending upon whether I was with my parents or my grandmother, and then I became a Christian spiritualist. So I grew up in church, and I am not planning to be preachy, though I am ordained. It's not my desire to be preachy with you. There are other people that are preachy. I designed to be very clear and to the point, and in my interpretation, and sharing your interpretation. And then what the lessons, some of the lessons are. So one of the lessons I want to share with you is the importance of setting your expectations and being clear with your expectations, because that's what we just did, because that's what they did in Proverbs. Proverbs was written, the first part of it sets the expectation for you and what we're going to do together. So think about that as you go through your day and your relationships with people, your job, and yourself. It's difficult to be disappointed, angry, and frustrated when you're very clear with what you expect from the relationship and what you expect from the experience. As you set your goals, as you set your life, and you look forward, because there's a lot to look forward to. Just because we're struggling, just because we're faced with a challenge, just because we hit a wall does not mean that it's over. Oh no, my friend. It actually means it's just begun. I think about it like the person who's running the hurdle race. I love hurdle because it's an image of life for me. You run and then there's a hurdle. And the talented and fast and strong, they just fly over those things like it's nothing. others they fall down and they have to practice, they have to get better. So to get better at executing the jump, you have to practice, you have to strengthen. And we know how to strengthen our minds. We read, we challenge ourselves. We know how to strengthen the body. We exercise, we eat a certain way. How do you strengthen your spirit? Right? How do you strengthen your spirit? There's a lot of ways to do that. And one of the ways is to connect and go within and have these conversations with yourself and with the divine spirit, and have the conversation with others so that your spirit too can grow. If you want more information about spiritual growth, follow some of the other podcasts you'll find on this station, or drop me a line and ask me questions that I'm happy to share. I thank you for joining me in this ambitious journey, and I look forward to hearing from you. Have a glorious day, and remember that nothing is impossible in your life to accomplish if you walk carrying the filter of joy in your heart. God bless, take care, and I will see you next time. Ciao, ciao.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.